You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
There you go.
Hey, yo.
What you doing? We want to tell y'all, we really appreciate you all for rocking with the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. We want y'all to know that you can always be hooked up with us on Watch for the Hook Wednesdays on all major platforms. That's Spotify, Apple, YouTube, RSS, Deezer, all those good things. We appreciate you all's support. We want you all to understand this is what we're doing is for the real. Fake ain't gonna understand it because they ain't listening to us. The fake is looking for the drama.
Drama.
The fake is looking for going viral. Listen, we got more misses than hits. That also is true for most of the people that are billionaires. Way more misses than hits. The thing is, when they hit, they hit.
We like to hit.
So just keep on rocking with us. We'll keep on rocking with you.
You went PSA on me. I don't even know if I was ready.
Miss Parker, how you doing
today? Hey, it's Tatiana.
All right. We appreciate y'all for another Watch for the Hook Wednesdays. The Watch for the Hook Business Entrepreneur Podcast. Check this out. Today we are going to go in and talk about getting critiques and opinions.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hating.
Mm-mm.
One thing we've said for years, check your ego at the door.
Still say it every day.
As a business owner.
Yeah.
We can confidently say we've had more misses than hits.
Oh, yeah. I'm okay with that.
You know why? We took the shot.
Right.
You will miss 1,000% of the shots you never take.
That's right.
That's in any sport, any realm, any job, any field. If you have no desire to progress and exceed regular expectations, ooh.
Right.
You cool. You all right. You cooling out on the couch.
I ain't even going to say like, okay, you cool with being mediocre because where you're at probably very well is not mediocre status. It just means you cool.
You okay with where you're
cool. At. And sometimes that just is what it is.
I talk about it all the time, my wife. Being business owners means you have to be somewhat crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Most of human beings are not typically deemed crazy.
No.
You know why? Because they're just okay with living the life that they're living.
Right. Humdrum. Doesn't mean boring, but it's cool for you.
It's just like, I'm not causing any more harm than I think I or my family are due.
I'm good at what I'm doing. I'm okay. Straight. I'm cool. Yeah.
Okay. It's cool for some.
All right.
Better is for some. Others, and best is for those who are fucking ready to go nuts.
I like this.
And you don't get to being better, best, if you aren't trying to do different things.
Yeah.
If you are not trying to reach a certain level,
mm-hmm.
if you're not looking to achieve something different,
mm-hmm.
in that world of reaching out further than you already are, you are not going to be afraid to get your hands spanked.
Nah. Or had a door shut in your face. Or just simply be told no.
You know what happens to those people sometimes? They come back.
That's what I was right. You should.
They come back for more. You see what I'm saying?
Different game plan, different strategy.
Yeah, they're coming back for more.
Yeah.
The reason they came back for more is because they were not satisfied with rejection.
But hold on. You can take that and you can actually spin it, because we're talking about, right? What's the topic of this episode?
We're talking about, you know, just not getting what you want.
Being strong enough to ask for opinion.
Yeah. The opinion you're getting is not hating.
Right.
But you have to reach out first.
But just to kind of piggyback off of what you said and to circle back, if you get that rejection or you simply get that response that you don't want, which is anything other than this is lightning in a bottle, this is great, this is going to be it, right? You have the it factor. Right. Getting that response other than that, like, exact phrasing, you go back, you rework it, and you come back. A lot of times, for those individuals that don't feel compelled, or I'm going to say confident enough, yeah, I said it, to ask for that opinion, if they receive that type of opinion, right, then it's, they ain't on my level. They don't understand me. They don't know me. They don't know what I'm capable of. This going to work, right? So now they saying they just want what I got. So now you're a hater, right?
It goes back to, is this a business ship?
Yeah.
What we talked about a couple episodes ago. You know, if you're talking to friends and family members or acquaintances who have businesses, and you be like, what do you think about this?
Well, I think that is probably not the process I would have done, or the steps I would have taken, or the path I would have followed. When I'm a hater, when that person may just simply have a different perspective, a different outlook.
Because you said, well, can you think about things differently?
Right. That goes back to being able to execute things in a cross-functional manner.
And if you think about things differently, you can always come by www.watch4thehook.com. Check out our latest apparel. Hey, we still doing good business, people, and we appreciate those who doing business with us and who are what? Hooking up with us.
That's right.
And so, like Ms. Parker was saying, can you have thick enough skin?
Mm-hmm.
To listen. We talk about skin in this game.
Mm-hmm.
So let me tell you, we are now, by the time this episode comes out, we are over 120 plus episodes deep. Folks, I'm going to tell you, if you're a business owner or a person thinking about doing business, you're missing out if you ain't missing at least.
Oh.
See, I ain't going to be greedy like Ms. Parker.
I'm greedy.
She said, oh, I'm going to tell you, if you are a person that wants to get into business or a person that's doing business, and if you have not checked out at least 20 episodes, just thoroughly listen to about 20 episodes, and you saying you ain't got nothing from us, shit, hit us up. Admin at watchforthehook.com.
That's right.
Let us know, hey, man, I need this, or Mr. and Mrs. Parker, can we get this from you all?
Yeah. What's your perspective? What's your idea? What's your thought on it, right?
Exactly.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, because listen, we're learning from people who've been in business way longer.
Mm-hmm.
So just because you don't think we are not advertising or talking about those businesses, we are talking to a business owners. We're looking at business owners. We're watching what they're doing. We're learning from this. So you got to understand, we aren't the ones even thinking about hating on somebody else.
Uh-uh.
We are taking notes.
That's right.
And that's what we are asking other business owners to do for themselves. Take notes into what others that you are dealing with or confident enough to ask their opinion of.
Yeah. But if you do, and they respond in a manner that you don't want, do not automatically put them in the category of hating. They may not want to be an event planner. But just because they don't agree with the way you execute or your thought process for everything, that doesn't mean that they're a hater. They may simply have the perspective that they have because they've hired event planners in the past that's taking the same route and the same path that you're exactly speaking of. And they're like, wait. This didn't go well for us because. But as you're asking opinions, they're not able to put all of that context around that in what you are perceiving as a very negative response, right? They're not giving you all that color.
Yeah, I mean, we've had people tell us, y'all should sell this.
Right.
Y'all should sell that. And some ideas we have brought to fruition.
Some have worked. Some we've had to say, we're going to put a pin in it.
Yeah, some were hits and some were misses.
That's right.
Everything we've come up with, we have not come with alone. Let's just keep it a buck.
No, it takes sometimes conversations that swirl around and swim around and splash around. And started one way and ended another way because of a thought process that was interjected, right?
Yeah, we've done a lot of what you call networking and just reaching out and talking to people. And they've done the same with us. And it's people that have said, man, you know, some we talk to y'all and man, y'all saved us a lot of heartache and headache.
Right.
And there's a lot of the thing that this podcast is for, it's for the hooks. We want you all to avoid some of the hooks and heartache that we've gone through. And the fact that we've helped more than one or two people, and it makes it all worthwhile. Like, it ain't a dollar amount attached to it. It's just when people have given their honest feedback and honest opinions, you can't be mad at that. That is the greatest human interaction ever possible.
Right. Absolutely.
Like, you got to think about that. When you are out there in the world and you're a creative, we talk about that, putting your creatives on display.
Get them ready.
And that response will not always be positive. How do you as a creative then respond back?
That's right.
That is paramount to how your business can probably be successful or failure. We've talked about, is your business thriving, surviving, or dying?
Right.
Check that episode out. Those are key factors. Dealing with how you are perceiving your business.
He said key factors.
Yeah, key factors. I mean, you got to keep it a buck. There are more billionaires in this world because they failed before they were millionaires.
But they took the feedback and they came back, right?
There are people who took the same design and moved it 8 times or more. All they did was tweak it.
Yeah,
just tweak
yeah,
it a
yeah,
little bit
yeah.
more. And every time they tweaked it, it got better and better. It cost them money. Once they were tweaking it, it cost them time. It cost them this energy.
Yep.
But they knew they were on to something.
But they also had enough sense, okay, to not say or to think or perceive that every time someone gave them an additional edit, an additional critique, that is all they hating. You're not going to get anywhere if that's like literally your mental block, because that's what it is a mental block.
You basically said they were not know-it-alls.
Or you just said they're trying to keep you from being the greatness that you think you have in you based on this one idea, this one concept, because anything anyone says to you that you don't feel is right, they're now hating. That can't be the case.
Yeah, you're right. It can't be the case if the opinion is solicited or non-solicited.
Right.
What?
But hold on, hold on. Let me raise you one.
Oh, wait a minute. You playing poker?
In this world, right, I'm going to raise you one. In this world of public display, right?
Hope people out here on social media.
They out here thinking things and saying shit.
Putting out there.
In this world, do you even have an option or a choice to categorize solicited versus unsolicited? Does it even matter? Because once you put it out there, it's out there. Because whether you put it out there and you ask someone, what do you think? Or you put it out there as this is going to be the next great thing, people still going to tell you what they think.
And that comes into...
And that's unsolicited.
But this is the thing. You threw it out there. The minute you make it public perception, you are soliciting a response. You know why? Because if you didn't want a response, you never would have said or posted or
That's
put
right.
something out there in the first place.
Right.
When you put something out there for the world to interpret,
yeah,
you are now putting yourself or ideas out there for scrutiny
yeah.
or celebration.
Yeah. So at that point, now, can you even use the word they hating? They hating because it's the feedback that you didn't want. But if you flip that and you're at a lunch, right, with ladies or friends or men or both, I don't know, people, period. And you happen to bring up an idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
It may not be on a public platform, but it also was not in a private setting either. It's still very open. And that's solicitation.
Yeah, because this is the thing. What they say, it's not a secret if it goes past one person's
right, exactly,
ears.
Exactly. So if you're like, I am intentionally soliciting your very specific feedback, then I'm going to reach out to you one-on-one.
You know, as a man, as a husband, when a wife says, do you like this on me?
You better not.
You are soliciting feedback. You be like, ooh, does this smell good, baby? You are soliciting
you feedback. You are.
Do you want to get me this?
No.
I mean, you're asking somebody for
you
something.
Are. You are. Or hold on, but what if they package it differently? What if they say, well, I've been thinking about doing this.
Oh, shit. How long you been thinking?
To me, that's still soliciting feedback because you brought it to me.
Yes.
Now, if I tell you it's trash, you're going to be mad. If I sit there and quiet as crickets, you're going to be mad.
But this is the thing. And I'm not saying what you're saying is anything is not invalid. There are so many scenarios. It's as long as the day
yeah.
goes up.
That's right.
And the sun goes down.
That's right.
Those situations happen that often.
Mm-hmm.
As a business owner, you talk about skin in the game.
Yeah.
What skin in that game are you posing or soliciting for? So check it like this. I see you. She got her mouth wide open, but I'm going to grab her right now. Me and you have skin in the game for apparel.
Right.
We have skin in the game for podcasting.
Yes, that's what I'm going to say. Interviewing.
Interviewing. We have skin in the game for real estate.
Yeah, that's right.
If me and you were asking the question of somebody outside of those three facets, let's
mm-hmm.
say, we want to build a rocket ship to go to Mars.
Okay.
Somebody might say, well, what the fuck are you thinking about that
right.
for? The minute you said to that person, well, we think about building a rocket ship
right.
to go to Mars, you are soliciting a response.
You are. You absolutely are.
Whether that response is the one you want to hear.
Right. Or not, and that's the issue. That's
the solicited,
issue. Yes.
You've thrown what they say. You've thrown it into the universe.
Yeah, that's absolutely the issue. That is absolutely the issue. So it's like, are you strong enough to ask for opinions and advice and not deem a response that is unworthy of you is hating? Or are you just going to keep forging on the path that you're on and try to do the shit alone?
Because the quick response means, fuck y'all know about a spaceship.
Right.
And I'd be like, damn, you saying it's not a good idea? But then that real answer is, you don't know shit about
it. You don't know about no
such
shit.
You don't know shit about a damn space.
You don't know about trying to get to Mars.
And you know in the back of your mind, this motherfucker called me out. I don't know shit about a spaceship or fucking Mars or rocket fuel or jet fuel or how to even build a launch pad.
Or why do I even need to go there?
Motherfucker, I can't. Listen, in the words of the great R&B / I think they maybe get a little rapper into it. TLC.
Oh.
Stick to the rivers and the lakes that you are used to. Don't go chasing them goddamn waterfalls. Why are you out here at the waterfalls when you've been kayaking on them lakes and them rivers your whole existence?
You've been sitting on the beach.
Whittling your toes. And this is the thing. You either have been twitching your toes, prospering,
right,
losing money,
yeah,
or indifferent. And you were cool with what you had been doing.
Yeah.
You then side the, like we've done,
yeah,
multiple times, and asked or put a scenario in the world, and somebody grabbed your scenario, brought it to them and said, what the fuck was y'all doing?
Yeah.
Are you okay with that?
Listen, never mind, I'm gonna bite my tongue.
I mean, no, listen. Me and my wife discuss daily about our real estate venture with rehabbing a 12-door apartment complex that was built in the 1960s by my grandparents. Let me tell you, those have been some of the best and most uncomfortable conversations we've had since 2021.
Yeah,
20. 21, because in 20, we had to make a decision.
Yeah.
Are we finna jump off this motherfucking cliff?
Another cliff.
Jumped it. Just flew out. The issue was, we ain't had no parachutes. But once again, as you fall in, just all depends how long the free fall is.
Yeah.
As you learn and grow, you might be able to get you a couple parachutes. They ain't hit the ground at all.
Right. Oh, you, listen.
We have not hit the ground.
No,
we still
pilot has touched it. That's what I was going to say. I think we're still free falling.
But in that time, we have reached out to multiple people, got multiple answers. Multiple things built up some elephant skin for the scars,
man,
that we encountered. But we did that because we know we can do it alone.
Right.
So that's why you ask people. And that's when we talk about, are you okay with what you put out there?
Yeah.
What you ask for?
Yeah.
What you deem appropriate?
Yep.
Listen, let me tell you, honey. Baby child, that what you say back then. When you put something out there in the universe, you better be ready.
Yep.
They will hit you with a two-piece and a biscuit.
Yep.
That's the hook.
Yep.
Me and Miss Parker have been hit with a combination. Even hit with the two-piece biscuit platter. No red beans, no rice, no slaw.
You stupid.
But you gotta be built like that. You know why? Because if you're not built like that, you may not survive.
Nope. You have to be good with hearing info or input back to you, right?
You might need to be good on Monday, but Monday night, you might need to be better.
You better. Because Tuesday's coming.
What you say? Listen, you don't take days off. Hold up now. Let me bring it back a little bit. You could be good Monday morning at 8:05.
Ooh, child.
Monday at 8:17. You better be better. Mm-hmm. Well, let me give you another one. Monday at 9:24. You better be at your best.
Your extra most bestest, bitch, as well.
Monday at 9:31. You better be great, bitch. You better be great. Because listen, your answer going to be something different.
It will. That's a matter of minutes. But what you have to be spantiferous. Spantiferous. Spectacular. Terrific, right? Spantiferous. What you have to be spantiferous at.
Child, I'm over here looking like Steve
Irwin. Is not thinking that just because it's what you weren't prepared to hear, don't want to hear, wasn't expecting to hear it. That is how you gotta let that go. You gotta grow beyond that. You gotta evolve beyond that. You have to develop past that. Are you snapping your fingers?
Tabernacle.
Yeah, that's it. I'm done.
What Miss Parker told y'all is, y'all better learn on that fucking fly. Get y'all next time.